Katie Yaka McFerris, and I am the Program Lead of Online Engagement with the Office of Alumni Relations at the University of Alberta.
Okay, so you have a great event that's coming up I'm very interested in, Artificial Intelligence and the Power of Creative Thinking with David Usher. What can you tell us about this event that's coming up?
Sure. So we have this event coming up on Thursday, May 15th. It's in the evening at 6:30 Mountain Time, and it is online. The University of Alberta, for those who don't know, is actually number one in Canada for AI research and number two in all of North America. Yeah, we are one of three national AI hubs of excellence in Canada. AI is one of our key research priorities. As an event planner for online programming, I have already featured a number of our own incredible AI researchers, but I was really excited by the opportunity of bringing someone else in to look at AI from a different lens or perspective. And as I was researching this, I was very surprised to learn that David Usher, lead singer of the Canadian band Moist and part of the soundtrack of my high school years, was actually the founder of Reimagine AI, which is an artificial intelligence creative studio, which specializes in building interactive AI-powered virtual beings for entertainment and healthcare.
This is what's so crazy to me, is that we, you know, we see AI, lots of people are scared about it, or they have, you know, their different views on it. But then to see someone like David Usher, who a lot of us know is actually a part of this.
Yes. Yeah, the idea of finding, you know, a well-known Canadian musician with a background in the creative arts, but also the experience with AI, it offers such a unique learning opportunity, I think, for attendees. His experience, while surprising, I think, you know, when you look a little deeper into, when you really think about the ramifications of artificial intelligence, it actually attracts a creative group of researchers diving into it. When you think about, you know, the different fields where AI can apply, you know, it takes a creative approach in order to apply those things to real life.
How do we use it creatively? For me, I have been using, like, it's been as simple as ChatGPT, but I have been using it for brainstorming and creativity and how do I make my show more interactive or pull up a really quick, cool fact. And quite frankly, this is how I found out about this event, was that we had Moist about to play and I was like, hey, ChatGPT, give me something really cool that's happening, you know, connected to this band. And this event came up and I was like, wait, this is happening in Edmonton? How is this all happening? And so I just love that you are bringing this. It's also online. So anyone can attend this?
Anyone can attend. As many people as possible. We definitely want, it's open. You don't have to be a U of A grad. You can definitely join, especially if you're in Edmonton, you are part of our U of A family no matter what. Yeah, and we're excited to share this message. And especially we do have one of our own researchers. Her name is Marilyn Oliver, who will be acting as the moderator for David. So she'll have a little bit of a conversation with him in there. And she is a visual artist who also employs AI in her visual arts.
Like, what can attendees expect from this talk? Do you think he might perform? Like, what's going to happen? And, and what are we going to talk about?
He combines live music, video, improv, technology, all of that in his presentations in order to sort of demonstrate that creativity and creative success is, it's a learnable skill. Mm. So it's something that anyone can master. And the idea is really to help audiences jumpstart their own creative process, whether that's at home or at work.
For me, I hear it all the time. It's getting a bad rap for even replacing creativity or perhaps, you know, all the copyright issues that are around it. But I really feel like this event is kind of flipping that idea on its head. How do you see in the work that you've done, the work that U of A is doing, is how is AI enhancing creative thinking instead of replacing it?
Sure. I do think, you know, there are a lot of difficult and really important conversations that are happening about the ethical issues of AI, especially for artists. And I think that those are important and they need to happen. But I think the ability to see the possibilities of AI to positively impact the world, that takes creativity, creative thinking. And that's where the U of A really excels is looking at how do we take AI to positively enhance humankind. So whether it's more inclusivity in more places, whether it's environmental stewardship or better patient care, we're looking at all of those different angles as ways to use this new technology to improve our lives. And also, as someone who personally struggles with an empty page, I know how helpful AI can be as a starting point for like our own creative endeavors.
I agree. I look at it as a brainstorming partner, and it's a great jumping off board and then going from there. Why do you think this kind of conversation about AI, creativity, this human potential is so important right now, especially in Alberta?
Yeah, I think AI is part of our world now, whether you want it to be or not. The technology is here and it is expanding at a rapid pace. There is often a fear of the unknown, and that is a legitimate concern over AI's impact on people's livelihoods. But I think the key word is conversation. And I think we need to keep talking about the implications of AI while also allowing for growth and research. I think that dialogue just, it needs to be ongoing. And I'm hopeful that this event will take some of the mystery away and help people to embrace this new technology.
This is great. We have so many cool things that are happening in Alberta, from AIMI that we have downtown Edmonton. Yes. U of A is also now leading an AI conversation. And it really does give me hope for where we're going and what's in the future. Is there anything else that we have to look forward to?
We always have something going on. With alumni relations, that's our job, is to showcase all the incredible work that's happening at the University of Alberta and our alumni. While David Usher is not an alumnus, he does speak to a topic that is obviously very close to our heart. But I think that, yes, we always have upcoming things that feature AI, and we do actually have a new AI and health hub that is just getting started, something that is going to have people from across disciplines at the university, including Marilyn Oliver. Again, she's in the Faculty of Arts, but she's going to be part of this AI and health hub. And it is a way, looking at ways to bring healthcare to those who need it outside of, you know, major urban centers, and looking at expanding how we can reach those people using AI.